Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. This is December the 14th, 2023. I'm John, and
I am Milo.
I am Milo. I am John, and he is Milo. And we like to talk sports, and we like to tell jokes. But they're not good jokes, but they're jokes, so they count as jokes, I think. So we started off the show with the update from Milo Mesmer from the Dublin Youth Athletic League Cavs game last week. What would you like to tell us about that game, my friend?
He won.
Woo!
42-20.
42-20. And?
I got 26 points.
Man, that's incredible. Congratulations. I was just, when your mom texted me that, I just thought, wow. It's just a great feeling when you're out there and you're making baskets and they're going in. And I could see from the video your mom sent you were playing good defense. And congratulations on that. That's really good. So the Cavs go to 1-1 in the season. And you have a game this Saturday.
Against the Thunder.
The Thunder. Ooh, that sounds intimidating. Do you know anything about them?
No.
Yeah. And then you got a Christmas break, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wednesday's Christmas break. The last day of school is Wednesday.
This coming Monday is your last day, and then you're on Christmas break. That's awesome.
No, Wednesday.
And Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool, and then you don't have to go back until after the first of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a nice break and have great Christmas parties and have an awesome time. I think everybody deserves it, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to having family Christmas parties and getting together, and it's great. So congratulations on a Dublin Youth Athletic win. The Cavs 40-22, is that the score?
Other way around.
42-20?
Yes.
That's awesome. So I guess the next thing on the agenda, I want to talk a little bit about the NCAA football season. Ohio State University plays Missouri, and they play in the Cotton Bowl, I believe. I don't think anybody cares, and they probably won't. As the game gets closer, they'll probably get more people enthusiastic about it. But they were, you know, pretty close to being in the national championship and being in the Final Four, and they just couldn't quite beat Michigan again, so, or at all. So One thing that's interesting, Milo, is that the transfer portal. Now, when you're in a college, when you've signed a scholarship and you are contracted to that university to play football, they put in the transfer portal, which means that you would be eligible for other teams to pick you up, and you were no longer interested in being on the team you're on, and that you would be available for other teams to pick you. Now, Ohio State currently, if I counted correctly, and they have 14 people on their team that went into the transfer portal. That's quite a few.
Wow.
And some of the ones, Milo, that are of more interest, quarterback Kyle McCord, receiver Julian Fleming, running back Evan Pryor, linebacker Reed Carrico, defensive back Ryan Turner, defensive back Kyle Stokes, and defensive back Cameron Martinez. Now, I think there are more than that, but that's the only ones that I have right here. I don't have a full list. It's just kind of interesting. I don't think I said Chip Traynham. He went in too also. So Evan Pryor and – is that his name? Yeah. Evan Pryor and Chip Traynham have gone in. Those are two running backs. So it looks to me like, you know – what do you think of all that, all those players that wanted to leave the Buckeyes?
If we play them next year, we're going to
crush them.
Demolish. Yeah, we're going to tell them, come back to Ohio State. Actually, we're kind of glad that you left because we left you guys.
We will crush you like grape. So, the... one of the interesting things about that is I know Kyle McCord was going to interview for Nebraska, and they're in the Big Ten, but then he pulled out he decided not to do that. So that's interesting to see where he'll go. It should be an interesting thing. Ohio State's always reloaded. They've always had so many good players. So I'm just interested to see who's going to play on the January 1st Cotton Bowl, because there'll be a lot of players that won't want to play. I'm sure Marvin Harrison Jr. probably won't play. He hasn't said yet.
What?
He hasn't even said he's declaring for the NFL draft yet. So that would be. Yeah, I hope he does. He hasn't said he wasn't. He doesn't. One of the things that's interesting, Milo, is he doesn't have to, because he's already like All-American, Heisman finalist. I mean, the top four Heisman finalists. He's already going to be probably in the number one to number five pick, and he'll definitely be the number one receiver pick. And so he's already got that. His agents are saying, okay, your big thing right now, Marvin Harrison Jr., is do not get hurt. Go into the draft, go into your training camp with the team that drafts you. If he would, let's say he'd play for Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, and then he would pull a hamstring or something. I mean, that would be really bad for him. And I can understand where his parents and possibly his agent would say, why don't you just sit this out? Now, he's a really cool dude, and I think he loves Ohio State, so he may play just so Ohio State has a better chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think? You think he should play?
That's not even a question.
If it was you, what would you do? I mean, you're probably going to – now, I know this sounds crazy, but you're going to sign for probably $50 to $100 million. So you're going to be a multimillionaire after the NFL draft and once you sign a contract with your team. He's already graduated from college, so he's already done that, I think. No, maybe he's just a junior, isn't he? Yeah, he's just a junior. So, yeah, he's still going to be super wealthy, have an opportunity to play with the best players in the world in the NFL, and that's what everybody's working for, you know, to get in what they call the league, man, to get in the big league. So anyway, I just thought we'd talk about that for a minute because I think it's really interesting that college. I love college football. I think it's just so much fun to watch. But now you've got the NIL where, you know, if you're in college, you can sign contracts for like to promote cars or tennis shoes or
yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr. potato chips, which you tried on the show. Yeah, and you said they were pretty good. Grippos?
Oh, yeah, they were busting.
And he's making money off of that. So they use his name and image. And, dude, he's getting paid. So I think it's right. I think it's good. I mean, if you ask me, the university's making this money, so why not let the kids make some money? That makes sense to me. So we've got the transfer portal. We've got college football. I'm sure next year it's going to be interesting to see who Ohio State, if Devin Brown will be the starting quarterback next year. He's supposed to start this, you know, in the bowl game. I bet they get somebody out of the transfer portal. I just think they will, but I don't know. So the interesting thing there is also what will happen if Ryan Day loses one more game to Michigan. And then you've got the whole, Milo, you've got the whole Michigan thing. I mean, they're still being under investigation for stealing signs, and
against Ohio State.
I think they cheated against everybody, and now they just have to prove it, and which I think they've already done, but they're probably going to wait till Michigan's game's over, and then I would imagine Jim Harbaugh will probably go somewhere else. I don't know. It's hard to say. But
the arch nemesis no more.
Yeah, I think that'll always be there. It'll be different. But he's a really good coach, and maybe he's a really good coach because he cheats and he crosses the line. Maybe he didn't know about it. He said he didn't. I think he did. He should have known about it. He's the head coach. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he knew.
Pretty sure he knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as we follow through with the NCAA football, the bowl season starts tomorrow. So if you're into college football, you can start watching 657 million bowl games on. And there are teams that you probably wouldn't really want to watch that much, Milo, but if you like watching football, it's a game to watch. Friday night at 7 o'clock, Albany brings in 11-3 record against South Dakota State. So there you go. Then you've got Saturday. We start a whole bunch of bowl games with Georgia Southern versus Ohio University, Howard versus Florida A&M, Jacksonville State and Louisiana, Miami of Ohio. See, that's two good Ohio teams. Ohio University and Miami of Ohio plays Appalachian State. That'll be a good game at 3:30. That's the Cure Bowl. And I think the first one we talked about is the FCS. They have their Final Four, so I think that's the FCS quarter or semifinals. And then you go to North Dakota State, Montana. That's also FCS. That's one ring down from the Division One. New Mexico State and Fresno, UCLA and Boise State. That'd be a good game to watch. And California and Texas Tech. So that'd also be pretty good. You have to win six games to be bowl eligible. So these teams are getting, you know, take their team on like a little mini vacation, and that'll be good. So I don't really have a whole lot to say about those games, but it will be fun. It's always kind of, if you have some spare time and you want to watch some football, you've got it this starting actually Saturday. And if you want to watch the FCS semifinals. That will be Friday night and Saturday. So let's take a music break, Milo. And
all right.
We'll be right back after this. This is It's Sports Time with John and Milo. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome you back to It's Sports Time with John and Milo, December the 14th, 2023. Milo, you ready for Christmas, buddy?
I'm so ready. I'll be opening presents, be feasting, I'd be hungry.
Feed me. That's it's quite an anticipation. That was Liz Borden with Run, Run, Rudolph, Chuck Berry song, really good rendition of that song. And so now let's talk a little bit, if we may. As we just talked right now, it's basically we will touch a little bit on the NBA and NCAA basketball a little bit. But the NFL is in a real exciting place right now with the playoffs looming. And a lot of the teams are you're getting to see, you know, things are starting to take shape a little bit. The AFC North is the one that we're interested in with the Ravens, the Browns, the Steelers, and the Bengals. The Ravens have pretty much wrapped up at 10-3. Yeah, so I don't think there's a whole lot they can do to get out of that. I mean, it's only basically they could lose a couple games, and I don't see that happening. I'd have to look and see exactly who they play. Coming into second place is the your Cleveland Browns at 8-5, and looking good there for a playoff berth. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are at 7-6. And wait a minute, look who's coming up, winning two in a row, the Cincinnati Bengals at 7-6. They play tomorrow, Saturday, which is different, and I believe it's at 1 o'clock, and they play the Minnesota Vikings. And that will be a good game because both teams are playing with their backup quarterbacks. And so it'll be interesting to see exactly how that goes. I believe it is at Cincinnati, so that's a really good thing. People will pack it out. It's a lot of fun to go down there and watch a game in the jungle. Dude, you're in the jungle down there. So it's a lot of fun. People dressed up and having a good time rooting on the Bengals as they would like to take their record to 8-6, and which I feel fairly confident with Jake Browning. He did injure his hand, which is weird because Joe Burrow injured his hand. And then in the game last week, Jake Browning lost all feeling in his fingers, and he thought he had had a muscle cramp, and they found out he had a sprain. But they're saying he's 100% ready for the game, but if he doesn't play, then A.J. McCarron will be the quarterback, and I'm not really sure how that's going to work out. But anyway, I think Jake Browning's doing a great job. And you've got teams that are playing really well right now that are within our little scope of Ohio. The Browns have, let's see, they beat the Jaguars. And 31-27, and they play the Chicago Bears on the 17th. So that's this Sunday, and that will be at 1 o'clock on Fox Sports. So if you want to watch that, they should win that. Actually, the Browns, they play, their schedule is the Bears, the Texans, the Jets, and the Bengals. So they have a good shot at winning all four of those games. And
Four instead of five.
What's that?
Wait, say the teams again.
Okay. Pull up her schedule. All right, so they play the Bears, the Texans, the Jets, and then the Bengals on the 7th.
Oh. Do you think the Bengals are going to lose the division?
At the last game, the Browns and the Bengals on the 7th, I think it just depends. I mean, Joe Flacco had a good game, so he's playing really good. And it's a really interesting season with all these backup quarterbacks, Milo coming in, the main quarterbacks getting hurt, Watson being hurt. I think that the key to that game would be if the Bengals can establish a running game, get Joe Mixon going. If he can get 80 to 100 yards, they have a good shot at it. I think the Browns are playing about as good a defense as there is out there right now. They're really punishing teams, and so I think it'll be good. I'd like to see that game come down to really meaning something, you know, that the winner would go to the playoffs. That would be awesome. So, and then let's see what we got here, and then we'll go on. So the Bengals finish up with, they have the Vikings on Saturday. They have the Steelers the next Saturday at Pittsburgh. Then they have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Browns. So they have a tough schedule. I mean, it would be good if they could, they have to beat the Vikings. I think they have a shot at that. I actually think they have a shot at beating the Steelers. And they've beaten the Chiefs pretty good in the last few years. So, they have a chance. Yeah, they do. Should be interesting.
If Because if Patrick Mahomes loses to the Bronx, the stinky Broncos.
The stinking Broncos.
But you know what I mean. They weren't good for a while until they got like their first win in 3 weeks, and that's crazy. So I'm pretty sure the Chiefs are scared to play the Bengals.
Well, the Bengals have played them real good in the last few years. So the Steelers play the Colts this Saturday. Then they have the Bengals, the Seahawks, and the Ravens. So, wow, they got a tough road to hoe there also. So it should be interesting. I'm really looking forward to it. As far as the NBA, I watch the Cavs every time I can. I try to watch every game. And I think that they've got a good team this year. They really have a lot of strength in all different positions right now. So they have a good team. They will be playing tonight. They play the Celtics tonight, buddy. That'll be a good game.
Yeah.
Celtics are 13-11. Seventeen and five. Celtics have only lost five games. So the Cavs are coming in at 13-11. They play tonight at 7:30. That'll be a lot of fun. And the Cavs just need to stay healthy. They'll be fine. They're right now 13-11. They're in third place in the Central Division behind the Bucks and the Pacers. And the Celtics are at number one at 17-5 with the 76ers and the Knicks behind them. So that's kind of cool. And then you have the Western guys, you have the Warriors at 10-13. I've heard Draymond Green got in trouble.
How?
Do you hear that? I don't know. I think he did something on the court again and got suspended. But I just heard that, and I didn't read the article. We'll pick that up next week and see what we can do with that. But the Warriors are right now in fourth in the Pacific Division of the Western Conference. What we have left? I think that's about it. I mean, high school football's over. High school basketball's starting. I don't really have a whole lot there. We can start talking about that next week also, some of the teams in the area. So guess what time it is right now, buddy?
It's your joke time, and I have a couple shout-outs.
Okay. Let's do a shout-out.
All right. So, got some shout-outs in here. My first shout-out goes to my my momo papa on my dad's side. Shout-out to you. A shout-out to some of my friends.
Okay.
Zig Kadra, Nina, Eli, Bradley, and Hayden, and Landon. And then I have shout out to my dad and my stepmom, Michelle. And yeah, that's basically much it.
That's cool. It's good to do. Happy holidays to everybody. From here at John Talk Radio, we are looking forward to getting together with family and friends this year and having a good time. So that's great, man. Give a shout out to the people that mean something to you and say howdy to them. I love that. So do you have any jokes, my friend?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
All right. How did the chicken cross the road?
Why or how?
How? Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
How'd you get it?
There's like a million answers to that one. Okay, you got another one?
No. I just came up with that one.
That's a good one, though. Okay, so I have some, and they're holiday related. So in the season of Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, we have joke times dedicated to the happy holidays. What is green, covered in Christmas lights, has bulbs, and goes ribbit? What is green, covered in Christmas lights, Christmas bulbs, and goes ribbit?
A Christmas tree.
Mistletoed. Okay. Now we're going to go back to, the birth of Jesus. How did Mary and Joseph, how did they weigh baby Jesus at his birth? How did Mary and Joseph weigh baby Jesus? Because when babies are born, they usually weigh him. How did they do that?
I don't know.
They had to weigh in a manger. Away in a manger.
I don't understand. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't either. What did Adam, what did Adam say on Christmas, on the day before Christmas? What did Adam say on the day before Christmas? So, what did Adam, this is in the Bible, what did Adam, this isn't in the Bible, but Adam is. What did Adam say on the day before Christmas? And this isn't historically correct or anything. It's just a crazy joke.
Can I answer it?
Yeah, you can answer it.
Merry Christmas, Eve.
That's correct. It's Christmas Eve. Yeah, it's Christmas Eve. All right, good one. What is a vegan's favorite Christmas song? What is a vegan's favorite Christmas song? Any guesses?
I'm not sure.
Soy to the world. what do you get when you mix a snowman with a vampire? What do you get when you mix a snowman with a vampire?
A vampire.
Nope.
Holly Jolly Christmas?
Nope. Frostbite.
Oh.
What'd the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch
you later. Happy holidays, everybody.
That was a great moment.